according to thy word, O Lord, be it unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Our desire tonight is whatever his will is, to be it unto us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. that again now. Like you. Oh, there is none like you. Can touch my heart like you do, and I can search for all eternity long and find like you. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, believe it. Oh, you said it. Please give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. We believe for it. Amen. 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 We came to church tonight to see mountains moved. And amen. Amen. We love the Lord. And amen. Want to remember to pray for Brother Mike. Brother Mike and Sister Rachel Ware. They're both not feeling well this evening. Sick, and ask that we'd remember them. If you have a need you want to lift to the Lord this evening, ask Him to come by our way. Now, there's no doubt many needs of loved ones and strength and bodies. Amen. I believe He's here to meet each one. He's here to set a fire in your soul if you need it tonight and rekindle the flame. Amen. Whatever it is, let's just take it to the Lord. Father, we're so grateful to be here, Lord. We're so thankful, Father, for an opportunity to come together. And Lord, put these licks of fire together. And Lord, to kindle that flame that you placed in our lives, Lord. You're such an awesome God, Lord. Lord, tonight we want to give you the praise that you want to hear. Lord, help us to put away our humanity for a moment, Lord. And sing of the songs you want us to sing, Lord. Give you the praise that you are worthy of, Father. I pray you'll be with the musicians tonight, Lord. Lord, use their gifts for your glory, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Use our voices for your glory, Father. Lord, those that are in the back or wherever they may be, maybe a mother in the nursery with a child. Lord, you placed each one of us in a position, Father. We want to be right where you want us to be, Lord. Lord, we want this service to go according to your perfect will. Not a permissive will, Father, but Lord, we want you to move and be free to move. And Lord, use the minister, use the songs, Lord, use whatever it would be. Maybe it's, Lord, just encouragement from one brother to another, sister to sister, whatever it would be tonight, Lord, I pray you'll use us. Be with Brother Mike and Sister Rachel, Lord, the need that was turned in for them. Lord, I ask that you'll be with each hand that's lifted. Lord, each hungry heart that's desiring more of you tonight, Father. Lord, maybe there's some tonight that don't even know where to turn. Lord, I pray that you'll put them on the right path. Lord, be with the service, be with the songs, be with the tithes, be with the offering, be with each part, we pray. We love you so much, dear God. We just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. You're such a wonderful God. Such a mighty, mighty God. Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for breath, Lord, that we can tell you how much we love you, Father. Lord, we thank you for your blessings that you've given us. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers can take up the offering this evening. Amen. I believe we can bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There is no other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, power in the name. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's no other name I know. I know there's healing in the name of Jesus.
For me, it makes me shout when I think about what he's done.
Think about all he's done for me. Amen. And all he's done deserves blessing and honor and praise. Amen. And every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one of every praise. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah.
By your presence, Lord, and ministers to us, Lord, by your word, Lord, and strengthen us, Lord, in this time that we're living in. As Father, you just meet our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. Lord, we know that we can't have a need that's too great for you or a situation that's too hard for you. But Lord, we know every need that we have, you're more than able and have plenty and abundance, Lord, to answer and to meet. We love you with all of our hearts. We commit our time to you, this moment's to you, service to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 10. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We just got in last night from Europe, so I'm a little bit in between here and there as far as time changing and things, so I pray everything can come out the way it's supposed to come out. Amen. Words in your mind sometimes just don't want to flow, but we just trust in the Lord, and He give us the ability. We had a wonderful time there and wonderful meetings, and bring you greetings from Brother David Mayer and his church, had a wonderful time together with the saints there. And amen, we're looking for a wonderful time tonight. Amen. John chapter 10 and verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd whose own the sheep or not, seeth the wolf coming, leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself, and I have power to lay it down, and have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. And then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you believe not, because you're not of my sheep, as I've said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Amen. We'll let you be seated this evening. It's like take a few moments, speak on faith to hear. Amen. We'd also read several scriptures, and there's a lot of scriptures about ears and hearing. Maybe we'll go through a few of them tonight, but looking at Luke chapter 8, he talks about the seeds that were sown and those that fell on good ground and sprang up and bear fruit 100-fold. And when he said these things, he cried, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. And also in Revelation 3 and verse 22, and we can read all of the different ones, where he would come down to the conclusion of the age and he would end it with, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, as we know, everyone today has ears. He's not speaking about the ears that's on the side of your face, but he's talking about a spiritual ear to hear and the ability to hear. And we see these groups, two different groups that Jesus was speaking to, and one that heard what he was saying and one that heard him but did not hear what he was saying, because they said, tell us plainly. And he said, well, I've already told you. You've already heard the words that I'm speaking, but my sheep are going to hear my voice, and they're going to know that voice, and they're going to follow after me. And he said something that's very wonderful. He said, I know them, but they're also going to know me. And you know, there's many voices in the world today and things that are going on around us and trying to drown out the very voice of God. But I think it's interesting, because how you can even be trained to certain voices. As a child, you was raised up, came up, and you begin to listen to certain voices. Out of a whole room, you could hear people talking, but then somebody say your name, maybe your mom or your dad, you could recognize that voice out of all the other voices that were going on around you. And out of all the things that is going on in your life, many of you had heard all kind of voices of the world and things that were going on around you and situations and noise, as it were. But there came a voice that spoke to you one day, and you recognized it, that this wasn't just some other ordinary voice. This wasn't just something that was making noise, but it was a voice, and something on the inside quickened you, amen, to that voice. And Jesus, as we read here in John chapter 10, said, my sheep know my voice. And a voice, this voice is, of course, calling out through His Word when He is speaking. And He said, my sheep know my voice. My voice has been proven to them to be true. It's been vindicated. That is my voice. And they are not subject to follow any other voice. Amen. There's only one voice that we're to follow, and that's the voice of the shepherd. Now, I don't know how many's ever saw that video that's been put out, and I would love to have it tonight, but there's a video of a shepherd that's standing on the edge of a field, and there's sheep out there, and others are calling to them. Others are saying, you know, all the different, maybe saying exactly what he says, but those sheep are just looking at the grass or eating or doing whatever. But when that voice of that shepherd begins to call, every one of those sheep pop their heads up and they look to where that voice is coming. And they begin to run towards that voice because that voice they can trust. That voice has been vindicated to know that that voice is what's calling me to food or calling me to shelter or calling me to, and I don't have to listen to all those other voices out there. And I believe that's a wonderful thing when we can come to the place and we realize we don't have to listen to all the other voices out there. There's voices of pleasure. There's voices of news and all the other things of the world. We don't have to listen to those voices. Mean nothing to us. But when He calls my name, I'm going to pick my head up and I'm going to look to what He has to say. Amen. Amen. They not need to listen to any voice out there that's contrary to that voice or contrary to that word. The sheep doesn't even understand those voices. He said, no more than an eagle understands the clucking of a chicken. Amen. He don't understand what it's saying. Means nothing to them. Amen. Because that voice, there's a voice there that is calling, that speaks, and something on the inside that resonates. Now, I say this to be a little bit humorous. It's not against anybody, but you know, just coming from overseas, you hear a lot of voices and you hear a lot of ruckus, as it were, and you hear a lot of, you walking through the airports there, the train stations or the city, and you hear all this noise around you. And honestly, after a while, it gets on your nerves. You can't wait to hear a voice that you can understand. A voice that's something that, yeah, I know what they're talking about. I know they're talking about the weather, or they're talking about this, or, you know, because, you know, honestly, a lot of those voices, you don't know if they're talking about the weather or they're talking about you or who they're talking about. And it becomes something that really gets on your nerves after a while. But when you come back and you get to a place that, hey, I recognize that. I recognize that language. I recognize that. And it's something that's comforting to you. Amen. And that's exactly what happened when the voice of God began to speak to you. It becomes something, hey, I recognize. There's something familiar about that voice. Amen. That beyond all this other stuff. And I think it's a wonderful thing when the voice of the world becomes a strange thing to us. That we don't even understand what they're talking about anymore, because our voice, our ear has been tuned to a different voice. Amen. Just as the eagle cannot understand what the chicken says, that's not something that he's concerned with, because it's not a voice that resonates. But that eagle in that chicken yard one day, he heard a voice, and that voice, maybe he'd never heard it his whole life, but something resonated on the inside of him. And that's exactly with a Christian. Maybe you went a long time without hearing the voice of God and without knowing or acknowledging, but all of a sudden that voice called your name, and it caused you to turn, and it caused you to move towards him. He says, you know, somebody begins to say something that says, well, I believe it isn't this way anymore. I don't believe God heals like that. I believe the days of miracles are past. I don't believe in divine healing. I don't believe in none of that. He said, but a genuine born again Christian, that will never stop in his ears. Amen. That'll never stop in his ears. He don't even understand that kind of language. Because it's not the language of heaven. It's not the language of God. Because if God said in His Word, He heals, He still heals. If God said in His Word, He delivers, He still delivers. Amen. So if another voice comes telling you that the days of miracles are past, you know, that's just a clucking of a chicken somewhere. That doesn't even obtain to me. That language is not my language. I have a heavenly language. And that language has a power inside of it. But we see here a genuine born again Christian that'll never stop in his ears. He don't even understand that. It doesn't even obtain to him. He said, how could a man that believes in God, read the Bible and see that he's the same yesterday, today and forever, will ever accept such a thing as that? I don't understand him. And I have to say, amen, Brother Branham. I don't understand them either. Amen. They want to get up behind pulpits today and say God doesn't heal like he used to. He doesn't fill with the Holy Ghost like he used to. That language does nothing to me. You might as well be speaking French or speaking some foreign language, because that is a foreign language to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because she has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. He said, just like a baby, you know, a little baby can come and be born, and you put him on his mother's bosom, and he begins to nurse from her, and he leans his head on her for a few days. In a day or two, you take him away from his mother, and you give him over to another mother. He'll begin to kick them little feet up in the air and yell. Why? It's not his mother. He already has something in him to know who his mother is, because he's part of his mother. Amen. A nature has been provided in him to know who his mama is. And if a nature has been provided that way for a baby to know, amen, from the time that it's born, who its mother is, know its mother's voice, how much more is a son of God who's been born to the Spirit of God, they will know the voice of God when it speaks. And they'll know when it's not the voice of God when it speaks. Because the voice of God is his word. He'll know who his mommy is. He knows because he's born of the word. He'll understand the word. You put him in a strange place, certainly he's out of place. He'll get out of there as quick as he can. Somebody said, now wait, dear, this is your mama now. No, it's not his mama, because he had a way of knowing that who his mama was, because he was part of his mother. And this other mother, no one else can take her place. He knows his own mother. He knows her voice. He knows her touch. He knows everything like that. He said, God has made everything after his kind. And you know, he said, he goes into talking about cattle, and he talks about how you used to drive them. And he said, you can separate a mama from her baby. And he said, out of all those other mooing and carrying on, they can somehow find out, go right back to where his mama is. Find this calf in the middle of a bunch of other calves. Why? Because there's a nature on the inside of them that they can hear and they can understand and they can go. Even though there's 1,000 cows out there, that calf will go right to his mama. It can be mooing, it can be making some of the same sound, but there's a nature on the inside of that mama or that calf to go right to each other. And it's the same way, amen, with the bride of Jesus Christ. She'll hear the voice of God, and there'll be a pull on her that there ain't nothing the world can do to stop. It can't pull her away from it. Why? Because there's a voice that's pulling her. There's a voice that's calling her. There's a voice that has called you by name. And there's something on the inside, amen, that begins to respond. A deep that calleth unto the deep. Amen. Brother Branham talks about, he talks about how in a deaf spirit, he talks about how you can wrap a transparent band around this hand and cut off the blood flow. And he said, what would happen? He said, it would start turning a purple and maybe turn white after a while. He said, what is it? It's cutting off the blood flow. And he said, that's exactly what it is with a deaf or a blind. Somebody deaf or blind said, this spirit that got in there and it cut off the blood flow. It's a transparent band, he said, that's been put upon that ear and upon that. He said, now a doctor can't see it. A doctor may try to operate or whatever, but they can't see what's really there. He said, but when Jesus called, he called it a deaf spirit or a blind spirit. He told him what it really was. And he called it, and he said, if you can get that band broke off of there, then the blood can flow and hearing can be restored again. And he said, it's exactly the same way, or it's exactly the same way that when the deaf, When a person is bound by sin and bound by unbelief, what is it? It's a spirit sitting there. But the word goes forth. And when the word goes forth, the anointing goes with it. And the anointing breaks the yoke. It breaks that transparent band that's sitting there. Now with our eyes, we can't see a demon sitting there. But by our knowledge of the word and by the knowledge of what God has told us in this age, that's a demon sitting there. But when the word goes forth, faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. And that person hears that word for the first time. What happens? It begins, the anointing goes with it. And it breaks the yoke off their life.
and therefore blood can flow again, and faith can come to the body to believe. I wasn't a drunkard. I'm not. That's not who I am. I'm not a child of Satan. I am a son or daughter of Almighty God. Why? Because the Word said I am. Not because my feeling says I am. Not because anything else says I am. I am because He said I am. So when a Christian's born again, he's part of the Word. He becomes, and another mom or another voice who will not follow. He's part of the Word. He stays with the Word. And so if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, you know, he's not going to listen to it. He knows the sound of the Word. Hallelujah. What a blessed people we are to know the sound of the Word. And when, you know, that's why Brother Tim or anybody else, really, we're not here to preach what is wrong. We're here to preach what is right. So that when you see what is wrong, you heard what is right, so you'll know that's wrong. Amen. Why? Because faith is coming to your heart to say, this is right. How do you know it's right? It's been vindicated by the Word of God. Amen. He knows the sound of the Word. He knows that he was ordained. He was in the gospel. He knows that he was born by the Spirit of God. He knows that the Spirit of God will not ever deny the Word of God. Amen. So therefore, a stranger, he's not going to follow. Not going to follow after that, because I know that ain't the Word. I'm not going to follow after somebody that's saying days of miracles are past, because I know that's not the Word. I'm not going to follow after somebody that says we're in another age or a different age. Or I'm not following after that. I'm following after the Word. Notice how his own predestinated sheep followed him right to the greatest days of the greatest theologians they ever had. Here they were, because they knew him. They knew what the Word had promised for that day. They knew what the Messiah was to be like. The theologians didn't know what the Messiah was to be like. They looked for him to come out of the sky with a trumpet salute and come down with red carpet and come into the halls of Caiaphas and say, here I am. But he came in a manger. Amen. Why? It came totally opposite of their thinking or what they thought or how it was going to happen. But when the sheep heard their voice, they followed after him. Amen. When he come after Simon, he said, follow me. That's all he said. He didn't tell him anything was going to happen. He didn't tell him. He said, follow me. There was something about that voice that quickened something on the inside of Peter. It just dropped his fishing pole and started following him. Standing others, seen the same things done as many others did, but they called it an evil spirit. They heard the same words, but they called it Beelzebub. Jesus Christ came in the fulfillment of the word of promise, and they were too blind to see it. Why? They were leaning on what the priest said or what the church said instead of what the word said. And Jesus rebuked them for it. He said, search the scriptures. In them you claim you have eternal life. But they are they that testify of me. The very scriptures that you're reading are telling you who I am. The very works that I'm doing are telling you who I am. But they could be told over and over and over and over. But they could not hear. You know, it's amazing how sometimes you can talk. Now, parents that know what we're talking about here, you can say something and people say, and they acknowledge that, yep, but they really ain't hearing it. Right? I mean, he's had that experience. Probably on both ends of the spectrum there. You know, you're sitting there, you're talking with somebody, and before you know it, you really realize, I ain't heard a word they're saying. And I have said yes to a lot of things. I don't have a clue what I said yes about. You're hearing, but you ain't hearing. Right? Amen. There's a lot of kids that hear, but they don't hear. Because if they heard, they wouldn't have got that whooping. Right? They wouldn't have got spanked. They wouldn't have got corrected because, oh, yeah, yep, yeah, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And they go right on and as though it never even happened. And even though they acknowledge, they, you know, that's why it's more than just a head knowledge and yeah, okay. No, it's something. Listen, we want more than just an amen in church. Come on, we want more than just acknowledge, yep, that's the truth, yep, yep. No, it's a revelation that comes from it. And the revelation is a life that's lived. Amen. It's not just accepting something because somebody said something. It's actually seeing, hey, this is the truth, and therefore my life is going to line up to what the truth said. And I'm not just going to say, yep, 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 and go outside. What did he say? I don't know. I don't have no idea. Listen, I can't tell you how many times a preacher gives his title. 5 minutes later, you can't even remember what he was. Did you hear it? Yeah, I heard it. I dare ask anybody what my title is. All right, there we go. Somebody heard it. But what is it? Many times we fall because there's so many other things that's trying to capture our attention. We can sit through a whole sermon sometimes and we heard it. But did we hear it? Right, we heard it, but did we really hear it? Yes. Well, I can tell you if you really heard it is if you are applying it to your life. Amen. Amen. It ain't all about just hearing something. Yeah, well, I heard all the tapes. Well, did you hear the tapes? There's a lot of people that's listening to tapes, but they're not listening to tapes. Come on. Amen. They hear the voice, but they're not hearing what the voice said. Because that's what they had heard for hundreds of years. This is going to be a Messiah come. Well, they had it all built up in their head that he's going to come with an army and he's going to deliver from the Romans. And they heard it. Yep, yep. Oh, yep. That, yep. That's what Isaiah. Yep. Amen, Brother Isaiah. Yep. All right. Yep. But they behold a virgin. What does that mean? Well, but they didn't hear what the prophet was saying. This is where a lot of people has got a lot of messed up in their life because they hear it, but they don't hear it. Listen, I want to hear it. And I ain't just talking with these natural ears that just get my ears tickled a little bit. I want to hear what the word is speaking in this day. Amen. By hearing it, I'm accepting it and it's changing my life. Amen. To live a different life than this whole world and the voices of this world. So hearing is not just hearing words or sentences or languages. But hearing is to hear what God is really saying. As we said, you can hear words and not hear. Or you can say something to somebody and there's something sitting there that twists everything that you say. Come on, it happens from the pulpit. A preacher can say something and somebody take it completely off. Well, I tell you what, he's burning this and he was doing, you don't even know. Because all you heard was with these natural ears. Amen. What's going on? There's a filter that is there that's twisting things, that's changing things, and people come away with a total different idea than what you really meant. This is what happened with the word. There was a denominational filter sitting there that changed everything what the word meant. Thank God he sent a thinking man's filter in this day. Amen. A voice that the voice of God could speak through, that he didn't change it to what he wanted or how he wanted, but it said it like he said it. There's a spiritual dullness that has taken over the world. Hebrews 5:11 says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. That is spiritually lethargic. Dull. Spiritually lethargic and failing to catch what is being said and the importance of the voice that is speaking. Whew. My God. Sometimes we fail to realize how important the voice is speaking. Sometimes we put other voices way above the voice of God. Amen. The voice of God is the most important voice you will ever hear in your life. Amen. And Zechariah 7 and verse 8 says, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts. So, I mean, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts. That's a good voice to listen to. Saying, execute true judgment, show mercy and compassion. Every man to his brother, oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken. And they pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. What happened? They closed their ear off. Well, that just makes me mad. I don't want to hear that. And they close their ears off. Why? Because they don't want to hear what the voice is speaking. You know, and I said, as I said, one can be distracted and miss the voice of God. The cares and business of life can drown out the voice of God. So what he said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, he said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They only want someone to tell them what they want to hear. To tell them no matter what you're doing, you're okay. Doesn't matter what sin or what unbelief you have, they have in their life. It's going to all be okay. One day you'll drop all that off and you'll go up in the rapture. It's going, God's going to fix it all. You can't be perfect now, so you just go and do what you got to do, but God's going to fix it all one day. Amen. Or just believe and it'll be all right. Listen, that's not the true voice of God. The voice of God is repent. Have a zeal to say, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, and I want to be right with God. They'd rather hear easy believism instead of hearing the need for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Itching ears. Want somebody to just tickle them a little bit. Listen, I'm not interested in coming to a service and just getting my ears tickled. I don't need to hear what I want to hear or what this flesh wants to hear. This flesh wants to be petted and say, oh, you're all right. You done good this week. You only told so many this lies and you only did so many wrong. And listen, I want to hear the straight word of God. And I don't want to just hear it where my ears are tickled a little bit and I leave and I don't even remember 2 hours later what the preacher said. But I want God to come down and anoint my ears with something that I hear more just words, more than just a language, but I hear the very voice of God speaking over this pulpit that is now or never. Amen. Get right with God. Make things right. Don't do stuff to offend your brother. Is that what I not just read? What the Spirit of God? I'll go back and read it again. Oppress not the widow or the fatherless, the stranger. None of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. That was the voice of God speaking. Amen. It's still speaking today. Do right by your brother. Do right by your sister. Amen. Children, obey your parents. Well, I don't think they know everything. Well, they don't know everything, but you better obey them and honor them as the scripture said to do so. I mean, we're just having a conversation with Brother Tim the other day. I was talking about this Charlie Kirk. Even he, the whatever form of Christian he was, whatever play part he served God in, he had that down pat. He made the statement like this. He says, I don't even care if your mother don't even live the right kind of life. Maybe she's a homosexual. Maybe she's this. Maybe she's that. Whatever. You still need to do what the scripture says and obey and honor your parents. Amen. Honor them. Give them honor. You got people today that won't even talk to their parents. Call themselves Christians. Call themselves. Well, what's wrong with people? Hear the voice of God. What's wrong with people? Well, I tell you what. Well, they done this and they done that. The scripture says, honor them. It didn't say if they've done everything right and they made all the right choices and they didn't make mistakes, then honor them. No, it said honor them. Well, I will if they do this, and I will. No, you do it because the word said to do it. But they don't want to, people don't want to hear the word. They want to hear their feelings. They want to hear their doubts. They want to hear their unbelief. They want to hear everything. All these other voices. And they go years without even saying hello to. How can, I don't understand that. What a gift it is to be able to hear, to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. All the world out there is going off into delusions and destructions. But there's a group that has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. What God is speaking even in 2025. When it's darker than it's ever been, and there's more spirits released than there's ever been. There's demons on every street corner. There's all kind of voices out there. Yet there's a people on the earth whose ear is trained to hear the voice of God. What a blessing that is. Not hear what the world is saying. Not hear what your fears are saying. Not hear what your doubt is saying. But hear what the word is saying. What God is saying. Brother Bram talks about sheep. One time he watched. They would come down this busy street with the shepherd. So they called them dainties. And then he talks about how they were counters laying out. Because you go out in some of the countries. They don't have a refrigerator. You don't go into a grocery store like we got. They got it laid out on counters out on the street. And the shepherd would come with his long string of sheep, about a city block long, walking right down, maybe not even 10 feet on either side. It was these pears and papayas, things laying there, no doubt tempting. But he walked right down the street, and not one sheep turned right or left to take one thing. I said, well, what about that fella? He said, the sheep are so devoted to the shepherd till there's no way they pay attention to anything else. They only keep their eyes on him and follow him. That's what I want to be, a devoted sheep. That I ain't paying attention to everything else around me. My eyes is on the shepherd. And I thought, oh God, your church should be so devoted to you that the temptations of the world has nothing to do with them. They keep their mind on the shepherd. The shepherd can make one step this way and they go back that way. Every sheep coming right behind the other, making the same kind of steps and following the shepherd. Oh, to follow the footsteps of the shepherd. Don't be tempted. Don't be tossed about. Don't be worried. Tempted here and down here and up there today. You got the victory and tomorrow you're out of it. Follow the shepherd. Follow the shepherd. He's leading the way. My sheep know my voice. They get accustomed to hearing the shepherd's voice. Hallelujah. That's the voice I want to be accustomed to hearing. Amen. Well, so what if what if another shepherd would come in and give that little O-D-Lee-Lee-Lee? Because that's what they use, O-D-Lee-Lee. Call that he gives there. Wouldn't them sheep, if they were out in the field, come? He said, nope. Those sheep know the very sound of every tone of that shepherd's voice. I thought, wow, this is the land of the Bible. Now, no matter, another shepherd could stand and try to impersonate that. Them sheep would just keep on grazing, but just let a little certain voice speak, and every sheep would stand up and look around. They'd line up and come marching. He said, oh, God, some glorious day, that king shepherd's going to scream from the skies, and we're going to line up and march to the city of Zion in that great unbreaking branch of the armies of the Lord. When we rise, we will triumph over death, hell, and the grave. Why? At the call of the shepherd's voice. He said, isn't it beautiful when you can anchor your soul into Christ, into such a place till you can get quiet before him and hear his voice speaking to you? What's he saying? What's he saying, Brother Branham? I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that giveth eternal life to thee. I love you. Oh, well, we know what it's like, how much it makes our heart go blub, blub, when a boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband, wife says, I love you. But what if tonight you could just hear tonight his voice say, I love you. I love you. I knew you before the foundation of the world. I put my name on the book. I put your name on the book. Thou art mine. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Amen. Oh, that's Brother Timothy. No, that's the shepherd's voice. I am with you. Don't be afraid. He said, that's what I want. I want an answer from heaven. I want to hear his voice. I don't care about the manager's voice, the mayor's voice, the governor's voice, the bishop's voice, the president's voice. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to hear your voice, Lord. That meekness and gentleness of the Holy Spirit speaking into my heart, saying, come unto me, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said there was a man, Moses, on the backside of a desert, old man of 80 years old. His wick was hanging way down, seen a burning bush. He turned aside. He said, what was it? He said, the Lord had got him out of Egypt to quieten all the voices so he could hear his voice. He had to quieten him for 40 years before he could ever speak to him. That's unbelievable. How much does he have to quieten us sometimes so he can speak? He said, I think about it. He said, we won't stay quiet 10 minutes so God can speak to us with all the rumble and bumble we have in this day. But Moses, after 40 years, stood there in the presence of that bush, that one voice that called him. He knew more about God in 5 minutes than all the 80 years of training had taught him. It made a different man. And it'll make a different man and woman out of you if you'll stand still long enough to hear his voice. Like Samuel did, stand still. Don't be excited. If you want something of God, ask him. Then stand still and listen. See what he's going to say about it. Just open up your heart and say, what about it, Lord Jesus? But just stay there. If he doesn't answer the first 5 hours, wait another. If he doesn't answer today, he'll answer tomorrow. If he doesn't answer this week, he'll never answer today. Stay there till he answers. Amen. Hear his voice speak back in your heart and say, yes, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Then it's all over. It's settled. I am the Lord who forgives all thy sins. Go and sin no more. I don't condemn you. So then you can go free. You're all right. But you want to be sure that you've heard that voice that speaks. Moses heard it and he was changed. He said, I sincerely believe that the Spirit of God has been speaking to us, not only teaching us the truth of the ages, but he's been faithfully dealing with hearts that they may turn to him. That is the reason for all the preaching and teaching, for is in the preaching and teaching of the word. It is in the preaching and teaching of the word that the sheep hear the voice of God and follow him. Did y'all catch that? Or was that just language? It's in the preaching and teaching of the word that the sheep hear the voice of God and follow him. Not for one moment do I bring a message to people that they may follow me or join my church or start some fellowship or organization. I've never done that and will not do that now. I have no interest in those things, but I do have an interest in the things of God and the people of God. And if I can accomplish this one thing, I'll be satisfied. That one thing is to see established a true spiritual relationship between God and men, where men become new creatures and creations in Christ, filled with the Spirit and live according to his word. I invite and plead and warn all to hear his voice at this time and yield your lives completely to him, even as I trust my heart that I've given my all to him. God bless you, and may his coming rejoice in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, if you see another shepherd drawing you to himself, you can say that is wolf in sheep's clothing. Because there's only one that's to draw you to himself. No man can come to me unless the Father draw them. Right? So if you see a man trying to draw you to his ideas or his things or his buildings or his organization, that's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Because I know the voice of God. A true voice of God does not draw them anybody to themselves. It draws them to Christ. Amen. It's what we just spoke about. Brother Tim just spoke about overseas. He said, look, I don't come here to build my own kingdom. It's not about my kingdom. I don't have a kingdom. I come here to build his kingdom. We've had enough kingdom builders. And they're all now just destruction everywhere from them, their own kingdom. They built it on sand. They built it on their own ideas and their own abilities and what they could do. And that man dies and it all crumbles. Well, let me tell you the difference. A man can build his own kingdom and die and it'll crumble. But God built his kingdom and he gave his life and is still building today. Amen. Because it wasn't built on flesh and blood. It was built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. John said it like this. He heard, said, I heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet. John was in the spirit. He saw that great and wonderful day of the Lord Jesus and all his holy power. The future was about to unfold, for God was about to teach him. John did not say it was a trumpet. He said it was like a trumpet. He said, when a trumpet is blown, it has an urgency about it. It's like a herald, the king's messenger coming to the people. He blows the trumpet, it's an urgent call, and people gather to listen. He said, Israel always assembled at the sounding of the trumpet. Something important is at hand. Listen to it. So this voice had the same urgency or appeal as the trumpet, clear and strong, startling, awakening. Oh, that we might hear the voice of God as a trumpet. Oh my. As a trumpet. Pardon me for a minute, but I mean, when you wake somebody up from a sleep, you say, hey, hello. No, I don't do it that way. I'm sorry. Hey, time to get up. It startles them awake. They're awake now. They don't have to get awake. They awake. Why? Because it's a voice as a trumpet. This is what the voice of God did to you. You were one time asleep in slumber of sin, but the voice spoke. Said, hey, you're going down the wrong path. You're doing the wrong things. Repent and come and bring your burdens to me and I'll bear them. And I'll make that heavy load, I'll take it for you. And I'll bring it to the cross. And I'll die for your sins. So that you don't have to continue in your sleep and slumber. The voice has a trumpet. It's an awakening. It's a startling. It's hey, somebody's talking. Brother Tim's give this analogy before, but I've never had this happen to me in the airport, but he's had it happen to him. You know, you walk down the airport and you hear all these voices, and man, you go through Atlanta, it's a lot of voices, tons of voices, and saying all, talking about all kinds of stuff, talking real loud on their phone, got their phone playing real loud, all kinds of stuff. And this, welcome to Atlanta, this is the mayor's, who knows, all this stuff going off, and then so-and-so, all kinds of voices. And you can just walk there and you ain't paying no attention to none of it. John so-and-so come to this side. Dude, all of a sudden you hear your voice. Tim Pruitt. Pick up a phone at such and such desk. Dial this. Something startles you. Wait a minute, something called my name. What are they saying? Now it's important to me. Because you heard your name called. This is what's wrong with a lot of people sitting on message churches. They ain't heard their name called, so things they're saying on the pulpit ain't important to them. It's just another voice. But when you see, hey, my name is in that book. It called me by name. It awakens you to something. Hey, I'm not to be in this stupor no more. I am to be paying attention to what God is saying directly to me because it involves me. Hallelujah. This is what it's about. It's not about just another voice. It's the voice of God that is involving you. It's calling you. It's pulling on you. It's saying, hey, pay attention. It's the gospel trumpet. It's a loud voice. sounding forth a word of prophecy to make us aware and prepared for what is coming upon the earth. Let me tell you, this trumpet will make you more prepared for what's coming on the earth than Fox News, CNN, or anything else. If you'll start listening to this trumpet, you won't be surprised by all the things that are going on. Well, I can't believe Sodom and Gomorrah is as bad as it. Well, if you'd have read the book, you'd know, hey, this is where we're at. Well, I can't believe those are departing from the truth. Well, if you read the book, you'd see where we're at. It's already telling us what has taken place. It's a voice that is speaking. Revelation 1:11 saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, which thou seest, writing a book sent to the seven churches. He said, here it is, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega. That's all of the one true God, the voice and word of God. Reality and truth is at hand. What a thing it is to be in the Spirit, to be in the presence of God and hear from Him. That's what I want. I ain't interested in coming to hear just a bunch of news and a bunch of, I'm not interested in that. Current events, I'm not interested in that. If you want to go find a church, I'm sure there's a church that preaches current events, but that ain't what this church is. This church is about being in the Spirit. Come on, if we ain't going to be in the Spirit, let's just go home. Amen. We come to get in the Spirit of God. Amen. To be caught up into the Lord's day. Amen. Amen. So we can hear the voice and the word of God and know the reality and truth that is in the word. Amen. What a thing it is to be in the Spirit, to be in the presence of God and hear from Him. What thou seest, write in a book, send it to the seven churches. The voice that sounded forth His word in the Garden of Eden upon Mount Sinai, which voice has also heard the excellent glory of the Mount Transfiguration, was once again sounding forth, and this time to the seven churches with the complete and final revelation of Jesus Christ. Write the visions, John. Make a record of them for the ages which are to follow, for they are the true prophecies which must come to pass. Write them and send them out, making them known. John recognizes that voice. Oh, you will recognize that voice when He calls. You will recognize that voice when He calls if you are one of His own. Well, I'm glad to be one of His own. I'm glad to know that in this day, with all the voices that are here upon this earth that's trying to clutter up everything, that my heart has been tuned in. Yeah. Brother Branham talked about it. He said there's a sending station and a receiving station. Yeah. Right? Come on now. He's talking to that guy. He walked out on the streets there, and that guy was selling them TV sets, and he tried to sell Brother Branham one, and he began to realize, Brother Branham, he was in that meeting. Well, I don't know about all that, and he don't realize he's actually speaking to the one that was speaking the meeting, but Brother Branham begins to talk to him in what he was living in and explain things. He said, see, that TV, there's airwaves going through here. He said, it's been going through here for thousands since the beginning of time. He said, but finally a man has built something that can not just send it out, it can receive it. He said, but I want you to understand something. There's also a sending station in glory. He said, but there's also a receiving station here on earth. It's a heart of man. Amen. A soul that has been tuned to catch a certain frequency. Now, I know a lot of you young people don't even remember this, but I'm old enough to remember. We used to have these dials you had to turn to catch a certain station on a radio. And if you didn't get it just right, you heard a lot of maybe other voices breaking in or static and all kinds of things. You had to tune it just right to get that voice in. Come on. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does in a service. He comes with His hand. He reaches down into your heart. And it's been catching a lot of static. It's been hearing a lot of other voices. But He begins to tune the dial just a little bit. And He said, Brother Bram said, if the people in this meeting would just tune the dial just a little bit to a voice that says, God is God. So you got to hear, God is God. And if God is God, He still heals, He still delivers, He still sets free, He still does all of that. We just need some receiving stations to believe God is God. I'm getting that signal.
He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge of this. It doesn't matter what other voices are saying. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. God is God. And if God is God, He still heals, He still saves, He still delivers. Days of miracles are still here. He still fills with the Holy Ghost. He still saves the lost. He still brings prodigals home. Why? God is God. I wonder how many tonight would say, God, I just want you to tune me just a little bit. I got maybe some static or some other voices. But tonight, God, I want to hear what the Spirit is saying. I want to hear what your voice is speaking to this generation. Let's stand to our feet. Maybe bow your hearts for a moment. Just talk to the Lord. Say, God, tune me. Tune me just a little. Maybe just off just a little. Don't take much. Just sometimes it's just a little touch. Get that voice clear. Maybe your heart's been hearing a little bit more doubts and fears than it's been hearing the voice of God. Tonight, Lord, I want to just hear your voice. Tune me just a little bit. And all of a sudden he reaches in there and he tunes it. And he says, I love you. You're my child. All of a sudden, you hear that voice loud and clear. You never did belong to the devil. That's not who you are. I called you by name. You're mine, and you will always be mine. I will not lose you. I will not deny you. I will not turn you down. Ask what you will, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Tune my heart, God. I can hear your voice. I can have faith to hear what the Spirit is saying. Grant it, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we want our hearts tuned. We want to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord. Lord, if we miss you in this moment, we'll miss you, Lord, on that day when you, that voice speaks and the dead in Christ raises. Lord, we don't want to miss that time. So tonight, Lord, we ask, Father, you just tune us to hear the voice of God, to hear what you speak, to hear what you're saying, to see what you're doing. God, that our eyes can be open, our ears can hear what the Spirit saith. Not what the world saith, not what our doubts are saying, not what our fears, not what our peers are saying around us. Not what Instagram or Facebook is saying or anybody's saying about us or whatever, Lord. We ain't listening to none of that. We listen to what you say. You love us. You died for us. You gave your life. Jesus, we love you, Father. Seeing the hands lifted, Lord, all over this building, God, my hand included. God, we hear so many other things sometimes, but Lord, let our eyes and our ears only see you and hear you, Father. May we not be tempted to go on this side of the street and pick this up or go over here and see what this is all about. But keep our eyes on the shepherd as he walks. Let us put our foot and feet in the same footsteps, Lord. Granted, Lord, walk in the same path. We love you with all of our heart, Lord. In Jesus' name. So
Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain
for us.
Son of God, Emmanuel, you are high and lifted up, and all the world will see your grace. Listening to that sound tonight, at the sound of your in the enemy.